Good morning to everyone who has joined. And we're going to now start this call off in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just want to thank you this morning. This is the day that you have made. And Father, we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who are joining us this morning on the Master's Call, this telecommunications sanctuary that you ordained from the beginning of time. Father, we just want to add a special blessing and a thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador, our motivator, our woman of God, who just truly, they both said yes to you when you gave them this call. Lord, you knew what this day would be way before it was made. So we just want to say thank you for giving us one more chance, Father. We want to say thank you for waking us up this morning, because we know it was not the alarm clock. We know it was not our cell phone. And we know it wasn't a gentle nudge from a family member or friend. So we just want to say thank you, Father, for giving us this day for us to rejoice and be glad in it. And, Father, we just want you to touch the speaker that's going to come on this day and bring the word from the throne room. Father, we just want to thank you for the word that's going to penetrate our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits. And we ask that anything that may be a contaminant or a blockage or a hindrance from us to hear this word, that it is blocked in the mighty name of Jesus, and that this word will go forth with clarity and there will be no distractions, no drop calls, no static, no nothing. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every mind so the word will come forth. We just want to give you all of the honor. We want to give you all of the glory and all of the praise, because this is the day that you have made, and we are glad and rejoicing in it. It is in Jesus' name that we thank you and pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is LaShawn in Atlanta on my way back to Delaware. You all have a Jesus joy day, and remember to be a Christian, not by your words, but by your actions. I am now turning it over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Minister Brenda. Take it away, my love. Have a great, great day.
And you have a wonderful day and a safe trip back to Delaware. I know you enjoyed that sunny weather in Atlanta, and we give God praise for you. Thank you again for opening us up with that awesome, awesome prayer and greeting and seating the people this morning. I know we all felt welcome as we came on the line. I want to say good morning to you, TMC family. We're so glad to have you on the call once again. Praise God. We thank you, and I welcome you along with Minister LaShawn into the Master's Call. That's where we are, at the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, residing on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're thankful that you joined us this morning. If this is your first time with us, we give you a special warm Kingdoms greeting, and we invite you to join us every morning. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, at the same time on this telecommunications sanctuary. And to give you a little history about us, this call was started in October 2010 by two anointed and appointed women of God who answered yes, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We stand on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us and assure them that this is a great and it's a wonderful way to start their day. We do have a website for you to visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, so we invite you to go there and check it out. We're ending our 40-day corporate fast tomorrow, and because today it marks day 39. We're so excited about what God has been doing with us, through us, and for us through this fast. Our 2015 theme, which we're going to continue, I'm sure, throughout the year, is "Through Me, Miracles, Signs, and Wonders are Seen" in 2015. Praise God. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, or you may have a word from the Lord to share, and or you may have a prayer request or praise reports, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. We're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company ordained by God and changing lives daily. And that great company is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And to get more information about us with the wonderful products and opportunity we have to offer, please get with the person that invited you to this call. Or you can get on the morning motivational call, which is held every Monday and Friday right after this call. And it is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, who's better known as the Godmother, and a team of leaders, who not only motivate, but they give vital information to help all of us to live healthier lives. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, it's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, that's 539-598-POUND. We are preparing to attend our Artist Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas, and that conference will be held March 27, mark your calendars, March 27 through the 29th, and it's going to be at the George Brown International Hilton Hotel in Houston, and it's hosted by our notorious Kings of Artists. For more information, go to your back office, or you can go to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com. Okay, TMC family, I know you are ready to hear a word from on high. We have a wonderful young lady who's going to deliver this message this morning, and she is known as Minister Kai Brown out of Norcross, Georgia. She was born in New York City, and she is currently residing in Norcross. And she received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996, and she was called into ministry in the year 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. And she is currently going for her Ph.D. in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Kai serves as a minister at the New Destiny Christian Ministries. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God whose name is Christopher, and he is a sophomore at Central College in Danville, Kentucky. She is an artist distributor, and she is looking forward to whatever God has in store for her. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our lives. This woman of God delivers a message like none other. She will be profound in sharing with us what thus says the Lord. So I tell you to just lean forward, hear what God has for you this day, because I guarantee it, you will be blessed. I will now introduce to some and present to others none other than Minister Kai Brown out of Norcross, Georgia. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, dear. Take it away. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for hosting and that amazing introduction. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for seating and greeting the people and bombarding heaven with that prayer. I also want to thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for allowing me this opportunity to come before the people of God yet again. And we know we always give honor and reverence to God and his word, because we know that without him, we would be a hot mess. So we're just going to jump right into the word today. And we are in a series on spiritual maturity, and the title is Spiritual Maturity, It's a God-Ordained Thing. It's a God-Ordained Process. And this is week three, so we're just going to do a real quick recap of the definition of spiritual maturity and the five signs. So the definition of spiritual maturity is increased conformity to the character of God as revealed in Christ Jesus, or the development of Christ-like character and behavior through a renewed mind and a testing of your faith. Now, I think about that definition and a testing of your faith, and I just say, wow. So we know immediately in the process that our faith is going to be tested. We know that we have to renew our minds. So, you know, this definition just really, really had me sitting there for a minute. And as we talk about the five signs, the first one is we become more aware of our sinfulness and weakness. We respond to sin with quick repentance. Our desire to obey God gets stronger. We perceive whatever comes our way as being from God. And number five, we view trials, temptations, and testings as opportunities for further growth and spiritual maturity. Now, we talked about in the second part, we talked about numbers four and five. So today, I know we're going backwards, but, you know, I've got to follow what God gives me. So today we're going to talk about number three, our desire to obey God gets stronger. We want a, excuse me, now we want to talk about this. And how does this come? How does that desire get stronger? If we are honest with ourselves, we know that the desire gets stronger only through being disciplined. Because if we are not disciplined, our desire to obey is not really going to increase. We're still going to want to do what we want to do, when and how we want to do it. So we're going to talk about God's discipline today. And as we talk about God's discipline, we really want to make sure that we understand what discipline is. So to give you a definition of discipline from the Merriam-Webster's Dictionary, is discipline is defined as the practice of training people to obey rules or codes of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience. Now, some people may try to take that and say, oh, well, God wants us to mindlessly follow his instructions. No, God wants us to love him enough to surrender to his will for our lives. He doesn't want us to be mindless. He wants us to get to the point where we are so in love with him that we will keep his commandments. And we see that in John 14:15. And it reads from the NIV, if you love me, keep my commands. See, God doesn't say you have to do it. He doesn't make us do anything. But he will allow our situations and circumstances to get so jacked up that we come running back to him. See, God loves us enough to discipline us. And if you read 1 Samuel 15:22, it says, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed better than the fat of the ram. See, God doesn't want us to sacrifice, because even though sacrifice implies giving up something, obedience implies a complete and total surrender to his will, and there's a huge difference. So we need to make sure that as we're working out this process of spiritual maturity, that we are willing to understand that God is going to have to discipline us through this process. It's not just going to come willy-nilly. We're not just going to give up our flesh immediately. It's through a process of discipline that we can grow spiritually. And the word tells us in Hebrews 12:11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So the discipline comes to train us, to teach us how to be more like Jesus. And see, that is what the spiritual maturity is all about. It's us growing in Christ-like character. And again, that does not come without testing. That does not come without God's discipline. See, the word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So see, what we have to really realize, we can't just take, you know, the he will give you the desires of your heart out of that scripture and just interpret that. See, delighting ourselves in the Lord means really getting into his word and seeing what he is about and seeing what he desires for us. See, when we delight ourselves in God, what he desires for our lives become more important than what we desire ourselves. It's about really being honest and looking at it and saying what God has for me and what he wants for me is more important than what I want for myself. And that is, and we're not always there, and I'm not always there. I have times where I want to go kicking and screaming because I want what I want when I want it. And in those times, because he loves me enough, he disciplines me, and he shows me where I'm out of order. Proverbs 12:1 says, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. I read that, and I had to say, whoa, wait a minute. Wait. Wow, whoever hates correction is stupid. See, stupid is a choice. Stupid is a choice. And when I got that, I had to say, well, I don't really love correction. I don't really love discipline. But I understand it's for my good. I understand it makes me more like Christ. I understand that it gets me to the point where I take the focus off of Kai and put it back on God. See, the word also tells us whom he loves, he disciplines. And Hebrews, we'll read the whole scripture, Hebrews 12:5-6. And have you completely forgotten the words of encouragement that addressed you as a father addresses a son? My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. See, I want to be in the relationship where I'm a daughter of God. I don't just want to be, you know, that stepchild. I want to be claimed as his daughter. So in order to do that, I have to understand that when the discipline comes and when the rebuke comes and when the chastising comes, that he's doing it for my own good. He's doing it because I have stepped out of the place that he desires me to be. And in order to be in right relationship, in order to be growing spiritually, we have to want what God wants, love what God loves, and hate what God hates. And he hates sin. He hates sin. And if we continue to linger in sin, that's a whole nother thing. Because it tells us that, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Then after desire has been conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And that's James 1:14-15. See, a continual practice of sin leads to iniquity. Iniquity leads to generational curses. See, we can do something and our great-great-grandchildren will end up paying for it. So what we have to do is we have to see that sin. And one of the signs of spiritual maturity is we respond quickly with repentance when we find ourselves in sin. See, God will forgive us those sins. He will allow us back into the fold if we repent. If we confess it and repent it, he is faithful and just to forgive us. So as we walk out this process of spiritual maturity, we have to understand a few things. We have to understand, one, that if we are walking in continual sin, God is going to send his God-ordained discipline. Now, if we choose to ignore that discipline and to continue to walk in that, then God has no choice but to leave us where we are until we repent until we are willing to come back and say, Daddy God, you know what? I messed this up. I got it wrong. I got out ahead of you. I walked in sin because I wanted to do what I wanted to do. But once we repent, he meets us right there where we are, and we continue to walk that process of spiritual maturity out from that point. See, God's not going to leave us and just say, okay, I'm done with that person. He's not like us. He's not fickle. He's not going to say, okay, this person hurt my feelings. I'm done. Because we have the tendency to do that. We have the tendency to cut people off and just we're done with them because they hurt us. But God loves us in spite of the number of times that we hurt him. And anytime we sin, we're hurting God. Anytime he disciplines us, he is doing so because he loves us. Now let's look at that in the natural for those of us who had children. We disciplined our kids when they went against what we said. That's just natural because we want them to understand right from wrong, good choices from bad choices, good decision-making from bad decision-making. So when they make bad decisions, they have to suffer the consequences of those bad decisions. It does not mean we didn't forgive our children. It does not mean we didn't love them, but they had to deal with the consequences of their actions. It's no different when God has to chastise us. He forgives us, and he continues to love us, but the consequences of our actions have to be lived out. They have to be gone through, because if there are no consequences, then how do we learn to do better and be better? So as God continues to discipline us, he is doing so because he is perfecting us for what he has for us. Now, does that mean we're not going to miss it? Does that mean we're not going to fall short? No, because the word tells us all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. So even as we are maturing, there are going to be times when we miss it. And I say we because I'm included in that group. There are going to be times when we make the wrong decision. And there are going to be times when we knowingly make the wrong decision. And when we do that, what we have to understand is that the discipline of God is coming and that there will be consequences for our actions. So when we look at those consequences and we're forced to face them, and we will be forced to face them, what do? The first thing we need to do is immediately turn our hearts back to God, to go before him and confess and repent, because he is faithful and just to forgive us. That is the first step in returning to the process of spiritual maturity after we have walked away. The second step is to look at the pattern with which we ended up in that space, because you want to recognize the pattern so you don't continue to fall back into a situation. For example, I get mad with my son and I fly off the handle. So now God said that's not pleasing to me. So now I recognize when I'm getting to that point, and instead of flying off the handle, I take a time out. I walk away. I say, okay, Lord, I feel it coming. Help me. So you got to be honest about where you are and what those triggers are. So after you repent, you look at the actions that got you there and the process that took you to that point. And the third thing you do is you stay humble and you stay in his word, because his word will convict and correct immediately. It's not going to let stuff linger. The word is the sword, and it cuts away those things that are not like him. So if we're honest and we stay in his word and we pray and we ask him to help us through whatever that thing blocking our growth process is, he will absolutely do it. So again, spiritual maturity, it's a God-ordained process. I'm not going to say enjoy the discipline, but know that he is disciplining you because he loves you. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. I tell you, I'm sure we all want to grow and become mature, and we don't mind God discipline us just because he loves us. Praise God. Thank you so much for that awesome word. Well, I'm going to ask you to come back and give us the benediction after I run a few announcements across. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you, Lord, because you just gave us another opportunity to come before you and say, forgive us. Wash us with the blood of Jesus and forgive us from all our iniquities, all our wrongdoing. And, Lord, we thank you for your love, your precious love. You love us so much that you gave your only son, Lord, that we may have a right to the tree of life. We thank you, Father, that we're not taking this for granted, Father God. We're just honoring you for being God and God alone. Lord, we thank you for watching over your word to perform it. So we ask you, Father, as the word dwells and meditate in our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, oh God, we ask you, Father, that you pour back into Minister Kai, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen her and keep her in perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for her blessing your people, oh God, and that you just pour into her and her son, Lord God, her surroundings, everything that pertains to her, Father. We thank you for restoring to her the joy of your salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you're blessing her going out and you're blessing her coming in. And, Lord, every part of her being, Father God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, we call her healed, whole, and complete in Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for it. Father God, we thank you for our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We ask that you keep them, Lord God. Keep their families. Strengthen them, Lord God. Dr. PK had death in her family, Father. We ask that you strengthen that family, Father God, that you keep them, Father, in perfect peace, that you comfort them like never before. And, Lord God, we're lifting up other families like Pastor Everett and his family and the Bernard family, the Carter family, the Cates family, the Holiday family, Lord God, the Roberts family. We thank you, Father, for the Houston and Brown family. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen them, that you keep them, Father God. We know, Lord God, that your word tells us in all things count it all joy, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. We thank you, Father, that we're going through, but we know we're going through not alone, that we have you with us. We thank you for the spirit of truth dwelling in and around us. We thank you, Father God, for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, and the new addition that's coming forward. Lord God, we ask that you keep Elvia, Lord God, and you protect her and strengthen her, Father God, as they go carry on this company like never before, Father God. We thank you for your anointing on them and this company and all those that are pertaining to artists, those are workers and the warehouse workers, the office workers. Lord, everybody, just strengthen them, Father God, because you've designated this company to go forth and help people around the world. And we thank you, Father, that we are part of that. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen all those that are on this call, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out and blessing their coming in. And Lord God, we know that you are disciplining all of us, Lord God, and we'll be careful to hear what the Spirit has for us this day and the days to come, because we're here to please and to honor and to glorify you, Father. We thank you, Father, that your word is forever settled in heaven. So speak your word that our souls will be healed. Speak your word that our hearts will be mended. And we be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this message again because we are going into spiritual maturity. That number is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, 957-677-POUND. Remember, the motivational call is coming up next. That number is 530-881-1300. The pin is 539-598-POUND. Be sure you go to your back office, check out the artistempowermentconference.com. Just go to that site and check out and get ready and prepare yourselves for the upcoming conference. We thank God for each and every one of you. We look forward to you being on this call again. We love you, and we so appreciate you. And we'll ask Minister Kai And I want to say thank you, Minister LaShawn, for opening up with this that powerful prayer and greeting the people with the joy of Jesus. Now, Minister Kai, would you come back and give us the benediction for the day? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just come before you and say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you even for your discipline, because we know that those who you love, you discipline. Lord, we want to be all that you see. So reshape us. Continue to lead us and guide us through growth, through spiritual maturity, as we become more like Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We give you the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have a great day. Bye-bye.